Welcome to Stories Mania Podcast. In today's edition, we have a story by Johnny Tall entitled Voices of Demons, Voices of Angels. Voices of Demons, Voices of Angels by Johnny Tall. In the darkness of the empty cathedral, a whispered gasp escaped Emily's lips. A clammy hand gripped her bare shoulder. She tried to shrink away, but it followed, and once she was on her knees and inert, it began to caress her back and arms. Choking disgust welled up from her bowels as she heaved, and a voice like radio static rasped softly.
You forced me to punish you.
A whip then whispered through the air, and as the lashes began, she felt relief, for the touch of the whip was preferable to the touch of its hand. Still she tensed, each stroke stinging more than the last. The lashes finally paused, and she slowly let the muscles in her back relax. She didn't dare move until she heard the soft whisper of wings receding into the rafters. She slowly turned her head. It was gone. Using the arm of a pew, she dragged herself to her feet, her hope for freedom draining, with the rivulets of blood dripping from her back. In the cathedral, a full moon had shone through the tall windows, casting a ghostly light. Now, as she returned to the crypt, the moon stayed behind, leaving her in total darkness. But she knew her way and instinctively stepped through the corridor to her room. Once there, she sat down at the piano. It had been there as long as she. The keys were firm, the tone was rich, and when she played, the sounds echoed throughout the old building. She started a song she had played 1,000 times. It was an old folk song of life and loss and hope. The room was pitch black, but her fingers knew exactly where to go, for they had memorized the journey. As she began to sing, the darkness faded, and suddenly she was back in an old inn. A fire burned within a huge stone hearth, and flames pierced the darkness. The room was filled with worn wooden tables, the tables with patrons of low birth. They smiled and sighed and swayed to the music. Many eyes had faraway looks, and they mouthed the words as she sang. As the song progressed, the pain in her back began to fade. The escape provided by the music was the next best thing to a real escape. Her voice soared as she reached the chorus. The notes of the song found their way to the rafters of the cathedral. Like always, the music relaxed the demon's troubled mind. For thousands of years he had toiled in the pits of hell. Unspeakable horrors had occurred, things he never could have imagined in the days before the rebellion. Now this music made those memories fade. His black heart swelled, and ever so lightly it healed. The demon's name was Barbas, and he had taken refuge in the cathedral several decades previously. What had once been a thriving mountain village had been wiped out by the plague. Now undergrowth threatened to overwhelm the remaining buildings. But the cathedral, though gray and worthworn, stood as the testament to a lost age. For Barbas it was all very melancholy. Things were too quiet. He had all the time in the world, and he thought back to his days in heaven before the fall. Those had been good days. Above all else, he missed the music. He spent hours, days, sometimes months, trying to remember the songs, to relive the sounds of the beautiful melodies, but all he could hear were the screams of mortals as they were contorted and burned and impaled in the depths of the abyss. This had been his reward for joining Lucifer's rebellion, and he looked back on his decision with intense bitterness. For years after he had fled his work in the underworld, Barbas never left the cathedral. He was terrified of recapture. But this meant a slow decline into the depths of insanity. And so he took to flights in the late hours on the moonless nights when his silhouette would not stand out against the black sky. It was on one of these nights that he discovered Emily. It was a warm summer evening, and light from the inn spilled out on the streets of the town. The music escaped with the light, and the notes floated up as he circled overhead. Emotion surged within him as he listened. He was so entranced by the song that he almost crashed into the earth. For many nights after, he returned to the inn to hear her music. He became bolder and bolder, even going so far as to sit on the eaves of the roof. But this was to his detriment one night. When the full moon was full, a townsperson spotted him, wings unfurled. A shrill scream brought others running, and though he made a hasty retreat, the people of the town kept a watchful eye. It wasn't long before his appearances were associated with Emily's music, and one night she was taken to the center of the square to be burnt for witchcraft. He watched the drama unfold from the air with horror. Her music had become so much a part of his existence that he couldn't fathom life without it. As the fire began to burn around her, he swooped out of the sky. With claws, he quickly cut her free from the stake and, much to the consternation of the mob, carried her away. Emily did not take well to the rescue and lay stiff in his arms. By the time they reached the cathedral, she was catatonic, and he took her to the crypt and left to find the piano. For a long time, she regularly attempted to escape, but she never made it far, and he always discouraged her from trying again. He felt remorse at the pain he caused. He recognized the selfishness in keeping her here for himself. But when she played and sang, he could close his eyes and imagine that he was once more back in heaven, back home. It wasn't much, but it was all he had. And so the days passed and the routine established. Every day was constant struggle for Emily's spirit. Her imprisonment and close association with a demon dragged her down, but then she would sit at the piano. Each song she played rolled back the despair, making her existence tolerable. Then one morning, Emily awoke to a change. She didn't notice it immediately, and she lay quietly on her back, lost in her thoughts. Suddenly, her stomach reminded her that she had not yet been brought food. Sounds of a struggle made their way down the halls to her place in the crypt. She felt a mixture of confusion, fear, and hope. Was she being rescued? Had something even more terrifying found its way to her prison? Eventually, she got up her nerve and tiptoed out. It was indeed morning, and bright light shone through the arches of the broken windows. There were several demons in the cathedral, and she found it difficult to pick out her captor. Only through reasoning did she decide that he was the one surrounded by his counterparts. But it was not this influx of demons that paralyzed her with fear. It was something much worse standing over the group. Its skin was tough and scaly. It had wings that spanned the room, and flames were expelled with every exhale of breath. Barbas, whom she often feared, now was the terrified one.
You will return as one of us, or you will return condemned.
Emily could barely hear Barbas's response as her ears rang.
I cannot go back to your evil work. Every cell, every nerve, all that is me, rebels against it.
She felt a moment of sympathy for him, but even more awe at one who would defy so ferocious a beast, and then it turned its eyes on her.
This is she who bewitches you?
She stiffened.
Yes.
The beast raised its head and bellowed with rage. Flames shot forth, scorching the ceiling, and then the evil, horn-covered head faced her again. She had never known true fear until that moment. She had not thought of escape, for she saw it in his eyes that her fate was sealed. Quite unexpectedly, Barbas flew free from those who held him. Once again, he took her in his arms and tried to save her from the fire. But unlike before, there was nowhere to go, and a wall of flame surrounded them both, and they were consumed. And then, in the next instance, they both stood side by side at the gates of heaven. The gates opened, and as they stepped through, a host of angels created a path. Somehow, Emily knew that the song they sang was the equivalent to cheering. She reveled in its beauty as she made her way through the throng to where God awaited. When they reached him, they fell to their knees, and he immediately took her hand and pulled her to her feet.
Never before has a demon from the rebellion been reclaimed, and all of heaven rejoices. Welcome, my child. You make music worthy of the angels, and so you will always have a place among us.
Tears filled Emily's eyes as God stepped aside, and behind him stood a golden piano with ivory keys. He gestured toward it, and as if in a dream, she went to it and began to play. For a while, all of heaven quieted to hear her songs. This has been Voices of Demons, Voices of Angels by Johnny Tom. Thank you once again for stopping by Stories Mania Podcast.